When it comes to keeping the masses in their place and the elite abuser class perched high above, one of the most powerful myths deployed by the powers that be is the myth of the hard-earned dollar. Of course, for you and for me and the rest of the masses, the hard-earned nature of the dollar is no myth at all. We literally have to spend our lives chasing after microscopic portions of the dollars that are created effortlessly out of thin air by the predator psychopaths ruling over us. And that's where the myth begins to come into focus. Before we go on and dive into that myth and explain it a little bit in what I hope will be a very helpful way, if you appreciate content like this, please subscribe to the channel, like and share the video, and get connected through HellraiserReport.com. Now, back to the myth that the dollar is hard earned. As we already noted, it's definitely hard earned for you and for me. We're supposed to sacrifice everything in pursuit of those dollars, and we often pay very dearly in time spent so that we can secure very small pieces of the overall dollar pie. We get that. The important thing that we need to know about the dollar, one of the first things that we absolutely must nail down and get straight in our heads where the dollar is concerned, is that at its point of origin, it is not earned at all. There is no effort put into creating a dollar. The dollar at its point of origin is literally made out of nothing by evil, manipulative, predatory elites who then use that counterfeit wealth to buy every real thing on the planet. This limitless, effortlessly created counterfeit wealth is used by these elite abusers to effectively own and control everything and everyone beneath them. The dollar is not earned. It is not real money. It is counterfeit wealth. It is actually less legitimate, though generally similar to the digital coins used in a game like World of Warcraft. The dollars that we use now have value and can be used to buy real stuff and real services only because of the confidence, or the con, part of the con game that it is running. Where the dollar used to be at least partially backed by real money, gold, it has only been backed by a con since 1971. This might sound bizarre at first, but it's completely true. And it is essential that we understand these fundamental truths about what we are told is money, but is in fact not real money at all. One recent example of how ignorance of the very basics in this area is harming Christians and hardworking people who haven't been taught the basics on the dollar is that many of them are rejecting stimulus payments for completely off-base reasons. Now, there are some legitimate reasons that a person might want to consider rejecting a stimulus payment. I'm not saying that, but I am saying that many of the reasons given by a lot of good people are terrible reasons. For example, if the reason that payments are being rejected, that stimulus or something like stimulus is being avoided by someone, is that they see these payments as unearned or that they have to be paid back at some point by someone or something along those lines, this line of reasoning is rooted in ignorance and false assumptions. False assumptions and ignorance that have been promoted by the very psychopaths promoting the fiat currency-based economic enslavement system that is now sinking so fast that it's resorted to stimulus payments in order to keep the ridiculously rigged game going just a little bit longer. The fact is that the dollars that are being typed into existence by the trillions on a routine basis are not earned, and there is no real intent to ever pay them back. Any politician who's trying to tell you otherwise and trying to explain some voter policy they're advocating or arguing against because of the debt that has to be paid back, they're either completely ignorant of the most fundamental things and really therefore disqualified from being in their position, or they're lying to you and they're part of the whole effort to keep this rigged phony system afloat. Whatever the case, the bottom line is these are not earned things. These dollars are not earned at their point of origin, and there is no intent on the part of those at the top of the system to ever pay these dollars back. That's why they're cranking them out hand over fist, trillion after trillion, and soon it'll be tens of trillions and tens of trillions. This isn't just stupidity or craziness at its core alone. There is a method to their madness. The bottom line is they have no intent of paying this back, and what this amounts to in a real sense, it's like when someone's about to file for bankruptcy and they go and run up the credit card. They know they're redlining the currency. They know the dollar is near its end, and they're squeezing the last little bit of control and value that they can get out of it, with they being the predatory abuser abuser class that is ruling over us, for now. The notion of paying back stimulus at a later date through taxes is just another lie used to control the masses through the attempted legitimization of taxes. The truth is that these effortlessly created dollars are now being cranked out by the tens of trillions in this last-ditch effort to keep our massive Ponzi scheme of an economic system afloat for just a little while longer, long enough for the predatory abusers running the show to buy even more real things like land and homes and businesses, while driving the masses even more, even deeper into debt and dependence on the very government and corporate systems set up by the same predatory abuser class. Neat, huh? It's no accident that you don't hear these basic truths mentioned, much less elaborated on, in government-run schools or corporate-controlled media platforms. The good news is that the insanity defining our current economic system is at its endgame. It's almost over. But it's doing everything it can to hold the growing mountain of lies together for just another month or just another week, one day at a time. Another bit of good news is that in its desperation, the system has resorted to showering the land with World of Warcraft-style currency that you can still, for a little while longer, use to buy real things. And with those real things, you can prepare yourself, your family, and your community for the much bigger economic storm that is on the horizon and heading our way fast. So be smart. Recognize the dollar for what it is rather than what you've been told it is or what you wish it was. And build the best life raft you can so that when we emerge on the other side of this storm, we'll be ready to roll and take full advantage of the freedom and opportunity that will come when this evil system is finally dead and gone, and it won't be long. If you appreciate this perspective, please connect with me through hellraiserreport.com. Now more than ever in this era of open anti-Christian bigotry and anti-freedom mobs, we need to get connected with each other. If you appreciate this content and would like a daily dose of informed optimism, subscribe to the channel and get connected at hellraiserreport.com.